Gravity, 18th of June 2009. First link today is a redesigned twitterfeed.com. They've done a really nice job at designing this new refresh of a site that I've been using for quite some time, and there's some additional features in there. But what I really like about Twitterfeed is that they the guy who originally made it, Mario, I think he probably sold it out to somebody else and he's probably doing other stuff now, but it's just great. I've always found it incredibly reliable, and it does a small things very easily, very well. Next link, twittercounter.com. I noticed on Twitter Counter that they've got this little Twitter remote, which is very similar to the Google Connect and Facebook Connect module. And what's great about it is that people can click on and see a list of people who've been on your site from Twitter, for people who've been logged in, which is quite decent. And the best thing about it, compared to some other embeds and plugins and widgets, is that the width, you can get the width right down. So if you've got a real skinny sort of sidebar, you can actually still get it fitted in there. And that helps quite a lot, because I'm a bit of a perfectionist when it comes to colours and scaling and all that sort of stuff. Next link is on 6 revisions, 22 professional Photoshop image enhancing tutorials. What's good about this is there's some effects in there that I've not seen done before. For instance, the Lomo photography simulation is very cool, and also there's like the HDR photo effect. Have a look through it. There's some really, really good tutorials, and if you're into Photoshop, or you're just breaking out into Photoshop and you want to do something a little bit more fancy with your photos to give them a bit of edge, maybe for blog post, go and check out that link. All these links will be in the show notes. The show notes are normally in the comments at the bottom of the audio boo. So if you go onto my profile, which is audioboo.fm/profile/Phil Campbell, then you can do a search. You can also subscribe to Audio Gravity by subscribing to the Audio Gravity tag or Gravity tag. Next link is touchmic.com. Been looking for a microphone for the iPod Touch, because we have an 8 gig one, which is Sam's, and she would like to do something similar on Audio Boo, or maybe have a project that she would like to do later on. And what's cool about Touch Mic is that they supply different microphones for the iPod Touch, and they've got a few generation 2s in there now that actually work with version 3 firmware. Next link is bottlerocketapps.com. They are coming 10 a dozen these days, applications for your iPhone or iPod. Voxy is an iPhone audio recording application, does similar things to Audio Boo and TweetMic and all the rest out there. It's got a nice little interface to it. I didn't really look how much it was. I'm just going to click on the link now, and hopefully it'll take me to the iTunes store very quickly, and I can tell you how much it's going to be. Blah, 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 blah. It's going to be £1.19. I think Audio Boo is actually free, but I'm going to check it out. Voxy Pro Recorder, the premier iPhone voice recorder. So I'm just having a look through the management thing. I don't know if I've got anything where it says it uploads it to various targets. Lots of people are reviewing it 2 stars, 3 stars, 2 stars. One of the comments being, good for simple recordings but not very useful for professional dictation, since several features are missing. In a tape dictate phone, you can override pods, blah, blah, blah. But it looks nice. That doesn't normally mean it's going to be awesome. Sometimes the UI can be a little bit flaky, but what I like to do is download 3 or 4 applications and test them out and see which ones work better than others. Right now, I found that for ease of use and easy on the eye UI, Audio Boo pretty much trumps them all out there. There's a few coming up pretty close. I think one of the ones that does bulk recording and then bulk uploading later will probably become my firm favourite. Next two links are over on Alesis, Alesis.com. It's the AM2 stereo microphone set, and also the AM3 stereo USB condenser microphone. It looks like Alesis are breaking into the USB and XLR microphone market in terms of some of their new hardware that they've got out there. I'll be picking up the AM2 because I like the idea of having a stereo microphone match pair. And I think that'll be really, really cool for capturing live events. Right, guys, I'll see you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.